so I gotta walk. Got the chalk, about to draw outlines for these ladies I'm about to slay. Got my cape on with some napalm. Shots of days gone, then the game's on. What you play, huh? Hard to get. I'll be wet for all that dry hate. Looking my way while your eyes say you and I may get off like a right lane, but I might strain. Pull up lane with a migraine. I'm a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. I said a wrench to that ratchet bitch, a bench for that acid offense. With a ladder, get up, phony. Hello, miss, like, what's your name? Such a shame you don't drink. Who's to blame? Cause I'm fine like I'm Cosby in the lobby of an AA. Meeting on a payday. We can make it rain, even on a sunny day. What you say? You and I could run away. Meet up when you drop that molly off. Love that chick a Molotov while she's on the side. Hating faded laying on the pavement, wasting all of my patience.
Come on, you gotta go.
Go ahead, put your best out. You gotta get up. I'm back, but I ask now. Come on and get up. I'm back, put my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Motherfucker, get up. Go ahead, put your best out. You gotta get up. I'm back, but I ask now. Come on and get up. I'm back, put my hands out. You gotta get up. Step, gotta make down. Why don't you get up?
Dap the Uber driver. What up?
Chilling.
That's the next part of that song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What song is that?
Whiskey Sick.
Who sings that?
This dude.
Yeah?
Welcome. Speaking of Whiskey Sick, that's what this shit is.
Yep.
We're on episode number 8, motherfucker.
You know it. We back.
What you know about that? You ever think we do actually do 8 of these?
No. We've been talking about it forever and we actually fucking...
We might get to 10.
Yeah, we actually been consistent. Believe that?
Yeah.
Got like fucking 3 people that listen?
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
Religiously, though.
Mm-hmm. Fucking shout out to those 3 people.
Celebrating 100 downloads this week. Fantastic.
So you 3 people need to tell fucking 3 more people.
Hey, that's how it works.
Let these people in and know how sick you are.
I think in about 3 years, we'll have 1,000 downloads.
Yep.
Legit.
Episode fucking 600.
Moving on fucking up.
Yep.
Well, this is episode 8. If you've been paying attention, episode 1 is still missing. We'll sprinkle that soon. We got a packed show today, man. Gave you the little rundown. some heat rocks to get into today.
There's some sick fuckers out there.
Yeah, there's some crazy shit going on in the world. Lots of characters, individuals taking part. We'll start off. Let's get right into this shit then. Episode 8, Whiskey Sick. I'm motherfucking Seth Gecko, a.k.a. Moody Hank. Don't ever interrupt me again, motherfucker.
Well, listen, take your fucking time then. Let's go.
Jesus. Let me get through all my fucking names.
God.
Who the fuck are you?
What are you, Mexican? You got fucking 12 names?
Who the fuck are you?
Jesus, I'm with... I can't even fucking talk, man. I'm fucking... Whiskey.
A.K.A. Peasky Whiskey.
Yeah.
Holding down the right side of the table.
Get me flustered.
This fucking guy. So we'll start with the fights last night. Because there was some crazy shit that went down
Zealand.
New Zealand shit. Really, what was there to talk about?
Both Derricks.
Yep, the Derricks got it done.
Yeah.
Well, with the first Derrick. The first Derrick got it done.
Mm-hmm.
The other Derrick got done surrounded up. In controversy from some shit I heard or read about this morning. But Brunson just absolutely destroyed Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly was on like a 7-fight win streak.
Not no more.
He had just beat Rashad Evans.
He got pieced up.
Oh, man. Like, I don't know how the fuck this guy's won 7 fights in the UFC, but he got blasted out by one straight left hand from Derek Brunson. Brunson won that rematch with Anderson Silva, still bitching about the decision that he lost. Look, I thought he lost that fucking fight. He didn't do anything, homie. You tried to hold on to him. That's some bullshit. Moving right along, the main event, because there's some funny-ass shit that went down with this one. A man actually quit. The first time I've actually seen somebody in a main event, a title challenger, 6 wins in the UFC in a row, just straight quit due to exhaustion. Homie, like, took a knee because he was too tired.
Can't quit on that. The dude he was fighting, too. Mark Hunt's a mean motherfucker.
Fuck, dude. We're talking about Derek Lewis. Motherfucker. Talks a lot of shit. I don't know if you've seen his Instagrams and shit. He's a crazy motherfucker.
Wasn't that the dude that said he wanted to take...
wants to fuck the shit out of
Ronda Rousey from Travis Brown?
Yeah, you gotta get in line, homie. And then knock Travis Brown out after talking all kinds of shit about wanting to fuck his old lady.
Might quit on Travis Brown.
Very disrespectful. Very grimy of that motherfucker. And then he went out and beat that fool anyways. But last night he straight quit. He was getting pieced up. He was fading, man. So he actually took a knee in the fourth round just after eating some punches and just said, fuck it, I'm too tired. And then it comes out today that there was a coach in the locker room was another fighter that was sharing the same locker room that took a picture of Brunson eating a full rack of ribs and a bucket of chicken an hour before he went out to fight.
Maybe he was hungry.
You imagine eating a fucking... That's like a last meal.
He said, fuck it, I know I'm going to go get fucking...
It's like
murked.
Breaking bread at the table type shit. This motherfucker ordered a last meal and fucking grubbed it an hour before the fight, before he fought...
Mark Hunt. It's a good choice of food, though.
I mean, he didn't fuck around.
No.
You know?
At least it wasn't a salad.
He got that
shit
blasted right out of him.
He threw that one Hail Mary knee, and then Mark Hunt just went in and bop, bop.
Finally,
bop.
Mark Hunt at the end started going to the body, started punching those fucking baby back ribs right out his asshole.
He started throwing those elbows, too?
He started bombing on him. Yeah. Started throwing, like, fucking down elbows to the spine and shit. Mm-hmm. He was just going fucking ape shit on this dude.
Mark Hunt's that dude you'd hit with, like, a 2x4 as hard as you could, and he'd just look at you.
You can see that he was getting more fired up with every punch he was landing on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And he's like, he could feel him about to break.
Those Islander dudes are just a different breed, man.
Yeah. Well, this dude, Derek Lewis, man, he ran his mouth so much and talked so much shit and then went out like a fucking huge bitch. Like, that shit was surprising as hell. And I ain't gonna lie, I picked fucking Lewis to win that goddamn fight, and I don't know why.
Some of those dudes...
It wasn't a good card for me. I have to fess up.
Tap into punches?
Yeah. Yeah, you tap to punches, you're a bitch. Old school BJ Penn.
Did you see that other dude that Ross the Real Deal?
Ross the Real Deal Pearson. Solid fighter.
Knocked his fucking...
He was winning that fight, too.
Mm-hmm. Got Homie. That nasty fucking knee.
It's because he was ducking jabs. He was out to the same side and ducking his head right down into it. Homie just said, I'll eat the jab and land the knee, and fucking walked off on him. Fuck.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks for Ross Pearson. I like Ross Pearson. He's back up at 155. He's been in between 145 and 155.
How old is that fool? He's got to be like in late
30s,
right?
I think he's younger than us, actually. He's just been around. He won one of the seasons of the Ultimate Fighter, like 19 or 12 or something. I don't know. He fucking won one of them. He's had some good fights. He's had some big wins, but he's lost a lot of fights, too.
You watch that new one?
Parch, my homie's about to win it.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck.
He's some homie.
Yeah,
fucking
well,
name.
He was in it a couple. Jesse Taylor, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Jesse Taylor, he's from Poway High, fucking CIF champion wrestler, monster. Fucking used to train with, was on the same wrestling team, I think, as Dillashaw.
Oh, no shit.
Way back in the day at like Cal State or some shit. He won. You know about this guy? So this dude, Jesse Taylor, the homie, was on like one at like season 7 or some shit, way back in the day. Because this new one's about bringing old people back.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking makes it to the finale, and the day taping ends, he gets fucking annihilated, gets in a limo, takes it to a casino, kicks the window out of the limo, hops up out, and then starts fucking raising hell in the casino saying, do you know who I am? I'm a UFC fighter and all this shit, and just terrorizes the casino. So word gets back to fucking Dana White, and he cuts him off the show, so he doesn't get the fight in the finale. Then they bring him back like a couple months later and let him fight. They let him fight C.B. Dulloway. That was one of the guys on that season. Yeah. And C.B. Dulloway chokes him out in a Peruvian necktie. Some shit you don't even
you
see
don't ever
in like,
see
class.
UFC.
You don't even see it in class unless it's the demonstration for today. Fucking choked him out with some shit you've never seen since.
Dang.
And that was his last fight in the UFC. Or maybe he got one more and lost it. But he's fought everybody. Like, he's fought in Japan, he's fought Talis Laitis, who fought for a title, he fought a lot of motherfuckers. But he's in this season, and where it is, he goes to the finals again. I'm getting from old homies and shit.
I watch a little bit of it here and there. There's a lot of shit talking, man.
Yeah, well, they're all fighters.
Yeah, those two dudes, TJ and Cody, they just fucking talk
Yo,
shit.
Yo, Cody's just an emotional little Betty, homie.
Yeah.
He's a little Betty. He's got the emotions of a Betty.
It'd take much to get under his
This dude
nerves.
Is so fucking stupid. Like, you just talk shit to him, and he gets so flustered that he can't, like, come up with anything witty to say back, so he just starts trying to fight you.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we're both fighters, homie. You're not going to scare me, you know? we're gonna fucking fight. Like, but like, calm down. Let's have a conversation here.
Can you imagine if like Connor would have fucking clown that fool and just let him go? Like, he would just get so mad. Like, he would he'd get in his head in a second.
Like, pass me the salt. Nah, motherfucker, fuck. Let's go. You know, like, hey, yo, I just want some salt.
Goddamn. Fucking fries. Goddamn.
You call me salty, motherfucker? This dude's crazy. He's literally fucking misfiring upstairs, man. He's got the emotions of a hoe. But once again, I would never say that to his fucking face because he'd fucking kill me. And he legitly beat Dominic Cruz. Legitly dominated Dominic Cruz. But now you dropped out of the fight, too, after all this shit talking, you raising all these antics, starting fights on the show, and now you fucking dropped the fucking fight. Should have seen that fucking coming.
It's fight night coming up, huh? Yeah,
we got a little fight night. First, what the fuck is with this Fight Pass shit?
I don't know.
Who the fuck would buy this shit?
What's it like, fucking $12.99 a month?
I don't know. I think it's like $19.99 a month or some shit. To have the whole archives and then have some shitty ass fights like these every once in a while.
I mean,
aren't shitty fights, actually.
If you got an excess of
money, this is actually a good card.
Sure. But
fuck that. You can just stream all this shit.
Yeah.
You can, I mean, come on. I'm not telling anything nobody already knows. You know, you can find stream sites and just watch all this shit. Just Google these and you'll find them, you know, on YouTube before. You know, fuck it.
They used to show all the Pride shit back on FS1 or something like that. That was cool. Because you'd be chilling, going through the channels one day, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, old school shit. That's how you saw all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You never really watched them live.
Dude, we used to rent them on pay-per-view back in the day. And then there was a video store in...
You'd stream it, but remember they'd be early in the morning or some shit because they were in Japan?
Yeah, we'd have to record them and then watch them later. Yeah. And then there was this... in Mira Mesa, San Diego, it's a huge Asian community.
Yeah,
there's a fucking video store that used to sell them. And this is VHS and shit. This is before DVDs.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you were renting there.
Oh yeah, you know, get a little bit of both.
Did you fucking rewind?
Fuck no, I used to buy them for $3.
The motherfuckers used to give you fees for not rewinding the goddamn.
Yeah,
VHS.
The old days. Nice kid. I didn't fucking know about VHS. About sneaking to go see porn in the back behind the beads.
Is that what you were doing?
I used to fucking go into video stores and shit.
Did you wank off to the covers?
No.
You never beat your dick in a Asian
store? Covers, no.
Not to the... Really?
No.
I did the old elite security guard. Through the pants.
At a video store?
Pocket? Yeah.
At an Asian video store?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Sick fuck.
What? It was like on our way to Palm Springs one time.
You just found a random fucking Asian video
store?
Well,
the weirdest part was that there were two homies in the main part of the store. So my homies
distract the...
It was just a little dribbler, you know? It was kind of stressful. But I had already started, so it was kind of like, sick fuck. I got to see this through.
Did you clean up afterwards?
It was kind of just like in my drawers. It wasn't a whole lot. It was just like, I had to get out of there.
And you let it get all sticky and dry? Your dick stuck to your fucking chonies?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
God, you nasty.
I didn't take notes. I don't still have the notes from that day. It was a long time ago. It was like 2002.
The prime of beating your dick, huh?
Beating your dick to video VHS covers in the back of the Asian store.
How many people now can like say that they've beat their dick to a porno mag?
To a porno magazine?
Yeah.
I still got that box.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still got the box. The homie Rico, shout out to Rico. I used to live with him and shit, and he had the famous Dull Banana box, and it was filled with fucking porn, like old school fucking DVDs and shit.
Harry Bush porn.
Yo, one time me and the homie T Lamb, he was another one of our roommates. We were fucking headed out, and Rico was staying behind, and we fucking got in the car and we headed down the street, and we realized we forgot something, and so we drove back. And the homie T-Lamb got out of the car, and as he's approaching, the screen door was just closed. But something gave him a funny-ass feeling.
You got the seedy feeling?
Yeah, so on his way up, yo, Rico! He gives him like a little hootie-hoo, like the little warning shot. And then he said he could see Rico hop up ass naked in the living room and like run out of the fucking living room. And then, like in the fucking PlayStation, there was a fucking porno in there. Fucking homie was ass naked. Like homie got ass naked and sat on the fucking couch in the fucking living room and started beating his dick.
So you know that was going through his head for like 20 minutes before you guys even left.
How disrespectful. Like, he could have done that in his own room.
Yeah, he was just waiting. He's like, okay.
He wasted zero time.
Yeah.
Like, we got like three houses down. and he's already ass naked, fucking full lather. He's in a rich lather, ass naked, already stroking.
Where he had the towel and the lotion, like
he had a pre boner.
Yeah,
he had a pre boner. He had the boner before we left,
and he had everything shoved in the side of the couch cushion, just waiting for you guys to leave.
This was premeditated, man. He set us up. Fucking homie dips, leaves his shit in there. He'd always leave the fucking porno in there. Little DVDs and shit. Oh, mad shit. That shit was funny.
That's funny.
I don't know how the fuck we got on that.
I don't know.
But anyways, so there's a fight pass fight. The main event's Holly Holm versus Betch Cohea. I have a question. Would you fuck Betch Cohea? Would you give it to her? Or let her give it to you?
She'd probably have to give it to me. I don't know.
Did you smash that?
I don't like her.
Really?
No.
Have you seen her try to dress up and shit? Like at the face-offs and shit? She looks like a
burly Brazilian dude with long hair. She got
a fat ass, though.
I don't know.
Her or Cyborg?
I'd do her.
Over Cyborg?
Yeah. Cyborg scares the shit out. We already went through this, man.
It's a good comparison, though.
I remember Betch when she was talking shit to Ronda and she was giving her that face... Sticking her face forward.
Fucking weird man's face.
And just got knocked the fuck out.
In a respectful way. Yeah. That ass is all woman, though.
What do you think Holly Holm's going to fucking...
She should have... This is tailor-made for Holly Holm.
Yeah.
This is another fight to get her on track. I thought she won the belt, the Jermaine Durandamy fight. I thought it was a clear victory for her. She got robbed in her last one. But she's lost three in a row, so this is a perfect...
Keep her distance and just fucking...
Yeah, just those straight punches. Yeah, those straight punches are going to fucking... Betch Cohea is just a little power puncher, wide punches, just no real technique. Holly Holm's real technical. She should light her ass up. I'd like to see her mix in some takedowns and shit, too. Just fucking all around, just whoop that ass. Put her on her back and just beat her up.
Another fight on there is Orlovsky. I can't believe that dude's still fighting.
Still around, man. It's got to be his fucking... This clock's ticking. His hourglass of sand's almost gone.
I remember seeing him at the pool at the MGM when we went to go watch Chuck versus Randy 2.
Roid it. Out the
gore. You know that lazy river?
You remember him and Tim Sylvia?
Well, Tim Sylvia...
Both on fucking steroids?
Well, Tim Sylvia was the champion back then.
Yeah.
And we were out at the pool. And
they kind of alternated back and forth for a little while.
And you see Orlovsky just throwing his homeboys up in the air in the lazy river, and the lazy river goes...
In a gay way?
No, just throwing them around.
What do you mean? Playfully? Splashing?
Just, yeah.
Splashing him with water?
Yeah, 12-year-olds. But that fucking lazy river only went up to his waist. He's a big motherfucker, man.
I hope this motherfucker hears this shit. He's saying he's frolicking in the pool with some dudes.
He was. 100%.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
When him and Tim Sylvia was a fucking monster when he was roided out of his mind. And then they went back and forth, exchanging the title and shit. And that's when Frank Mir was killer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Gomi's back on. I didn't know he was still around, but he's on. My homie, Jing Liang, is fighting Jing Liang. He's actually a good fighter, dude. So pay attention to that. Scoggins and Caceres. Scoggins is a good fight. Oh, yeah, that's what we had to talk about. Dos Anjos is making his 170-pound debut, welterweight, against Tariq Saifedean. Tariq Saifedean is a monster. He was good in Strikeforce. He was a champion there, welterweight champion for a little while. Hasn't had much success in the UFC, but he's fought killers. Damn, Dos Anjos moving up. I always thought he was suspicious. His body was kind of suspicious at 155. He was fucking...
Because he was in Brazil where they don't have USADA?
Yeah, exactly. And if you saw from his first fight to when he was a champ, he was some shit.
I always wanted to see him fight McGregor.
I thought he was kind of small for 155. I think going up to 170, he's fucking... I don't know.
Too bad McGregor dropped that. That would have been an interesting fight.
Yeah.
Dos Anjos. No, Dos Anjos dropped that. Yeah. Busted his ankle or whatever. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Woof. You better apologize to that man. He ain't never dropped no fight.
Sorry, King McGregor. My bad.
Yeah. God damn. Yeah, that would have been a good fight. I think you after seeing what he did to Eddie beat this dude. I think he would have killed this dude.
Yeah.
And I didn't think so at the time. I thought Dos Anjos might be a little too much for him. But seeing Conor at 155 and seeing how big he is at 155, I was somehow thinking that he was going to be a small 155, but he's a big 155. And Dos Anjos is going to be... We'll see what he looks like. Who knows? Him filled out. Jeez. So that's some shit right there. The biggest story of the week, though, for fights, is a crazy motherfucker from around our way, actually. I remember hearing stories about this guy when I was training at City Boxing back in the day. This guy was on The Ultimate Fighter. His name was John Copenhaver. When he first competed on The Ultimate Fighter and burst onto the scene, he trained in downtown San Diego. He would choke fools out in the alleyway after practices and shit. He's the craziest, one of the craziest motherfuckers you could ever come across.
He used to just go to bars and PB and beat the fuck out of people.
Out of the fucking bouncers.
Yeah.
There's video of him in the bounce. He got, like, sued for some shit back then. This is War Machine, man.
Yeah, when he was
talking about War Machine.
Yeah, he was in the county jail for a while.
You see him in there?
I had just got fired when he got put in.
Yeah, fuck. This dude was a fucking menace to society. And the judge, in his, what do you think of that, his old lady, what's her name?
Christy Mack.
Christy Mack. What do you think about Christy Mack?
She's pretty hot.
You dig that? Yeah. You like that, like, bald head on the side shit?
I don't fuck with the bald head on the side
and
shit.
I fuck with that.
Do you?
Yeah, I like that shit.
Dude. The tattoo. Kind of,
with the short hair, with the shaved on the side, I fucking dig that shit.
Tatted the fuck up.
It's crazy. Tatted up.
She almost lost her fucking
life. She's okay,
life.
Though. She ain't that great.
Yeah, almost fucking murdered her.
He literally almost killed her, and the judge sentenced him to life. This motherfucker ain't getting out.
Got like six life sentences, did he? Didn't he?
He got like six other, like, serious fucking charge.
And then the one life?
And then, yeah, and then some shit, and the judge just fucking...
How long... Well, he tried to kill himself once, didn't he?
I don't know about that. Maybe. He did make reference to your boy.
Which one? Aaron?
Aaron Hernandez. He said he might have to Aaron Hernandez himself, or he wished he had Aaron Hernandez himself early on. I think he used Aaron Hernandez's name as like a verb, just like I just did too.
So what's the under
like
over?
His own thing.
How long you give him? Within the year?
Maybe if he tries to, you know, appeal it, he might have a good chance at getting it maybe dropped a little, but in his mind, maybe. I don't think
within the year,
happen,
do you think he offs himself?
After that appeal's over, I think he walks back to, as they put him in his cell, his cage. Yeah, he won't make it through that night.
Yeah.
Whenever that fucking appeal process is over.
So the key takeaway is don't beat the shit out of your old lady.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't be a crazy motherfucker. Don't be on steroids and all sorts of other shit.
Yeah.
Threw away a good career. You ever see him fight?
Yeah.
He was a good fighter. He had one of the best fights ever, man, on the his season of the finale.
He was on season, what, like, three or four?
It was early on.
Yeah, it was one of the first ones.
He didn't make it to the as the finals, but he was on the finale show, and he had a fucking crazy fight. I forget the dude he fought, but I remember it was just back and forth, and he pulled it out at the end. It was crazy. He had a lot of heart.
He was supposed to go to Bellator right before that
happened.
I think
he did fight in Bellator.
Did he fight one fight in Bellator, and then he did all this?
He fought all over the place, actually, and then he just really threw a fucking career away. He was a really talented dude.
You see that the glory thing?
Oh, yeah.
Last night?
Yo, so...
Got another key takeaway here. Prepare to defend yourself at all times.
That's right.
Don't get...
people are calling it a cheap shot.
No. Don't get Victor Ortiz, okay?
Yeah, apologize or some shit. What? Groenhart. That's right. Myrtle Groenhart. Has fought Nikki Holtzkin a couple times. Dude is a fucking good fighter. You ever watch Glory?
I have a couple, but not a super deep into it.
I hate that they're calling this a cheap shot.
It's not.
He fought this dude, Harut Grigorian, who's also a very good fighter. And this dude's, this is kickboxing that we're talking about. We're talking about Glory kickboxing. You might have actually seen this shit. People are posting this left and right.
It's all over fucking TMZ.
Basically, what happens is, let's see if we can get the video right here. Maybe they show it. Because they were only showing a snippet of this.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
So he's in.
Coming in.
They're trade. Boom.
They're trading.
Boom.
Boom.
Hits him with the knee and the guy's like,
ooh. It hits him with the knee. So right there. So what they didn't show on all these other things is they just showed him turning away. First of all, you never turn away. You never turn your back. So what happened here is one of the fighters turns his back after eating a knee to the face. Turns his back and looks like, I don't know what the fuck, he's going to go on a walk.
As soon as
he got hit, he was all of a sudden, he was in a fucking land of, you know, dandelions and shit, in a field of dandelions, and he's just on a walk.
This isn't sparring, man. This is a fucking fight.
He got where do you think he was? He got blasted somewhere else.
And just said, hold on, give me a second.
He starts walking away like he's going to walk through the ropes, and he turns his back, and then the other homie that just kneed him just ran up from behind and just socked him in the fucking face and KO'd him like dead. And protect yourself at all times is one of the things they tell you. And number two, you never turn your back. The ref didn't stop this in any means. He was actually waiting too because he didn't stop the action. But this, all they showed on these little memes and shit.
It looked like the round was over and he just walked and up and blasted him, which is bullshit.
Or the whole fight was over and he just went over there and blasted him for no reason.
Which is bullshit because you know that guy's going to get so much hate for that when he did something that was completely legal.
It was 100% the right thing. What you don't see is he landed a flush knee that rocked this dude and he just was in nowhere land. He was gone skis, queer street, fucking window shopping, and he fucking turns his back and starts walking down the yellow brick road or some shit.
But you know, like the social media justice warriors are going to be out there and be like, this is bullshit.
That. They don't know shit about kickboxing either. But the crazy part is some dude.
No, I think it was a corner man.
It was a corner man?
Yeah, because they were saying
it was a fan.
They were saying it was a fan, but I think they reviewed. I was reading something like that, and they said it was one of the other corner men.
Hops in the ring
and fucking
socks him in the face.
Yeah.
The dude that knocked him out, and the homie was just leaning up against the ropes, just waiting for the chaos to settle, and this dude goes over there and cheap shots him.
Did you see the boxing one that happened like a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, homie blasted him out.
The dude's uncle walked up and just broke that fool's jaw.
That was a cheap shot, the way he put the dude down, but you can't be running across it. So then that dude, I forget the boxers that were fighting, but that dude dipped out of the ring, and they were, like, looking for him. They had a manhunt for him. I don't know if they eventually caught him or he turned himself in, but that whole night they were looking for him because they were going to press charges against him. I'm sure this guy might get charges pressed against him, too.
You got to be careful when they start doing that shit because that turns into full-fledged riots because you got to think, like, all those dudes have their corner man and
this shit's
and their
overseas,
crew.
Too. This isn't in the U.S.,
and then their whole crew out there, they're just fucking, everyone starts throwing chairs, and then the fans get in, and just people get fucking hurt and fucked up.
If you want to get into Glory Kickboxing, look up Giorgio Petrogian. He's a fucking monster. Nicky Holtzkin's a fucking monster. Schilling is another monster. Simon Marcus, there's some great fighters. This dude Murther Gronhart's a killer. I think he beat Nicky Holtzkin, who had the belt for a long fucking time.
Holtzkin lost last night.
Did he lose again?
Yeah.
I saw him post some shit. I follow him on Instagram. He lost again, so he's lost two in a row?
Yeah.
Damn, Nicky Holtzkin. You seen his son?
Mm-mm.
Son's like 10 whooping motherfuckers' asses in tournaments and shit.
Can you imagine getting fucking leg kicked by one of these dudes?
Nah,
or just like a body kick?
Nah, I fucking have to get a new leg and shit. Amputate. So... crazy, crazy little weekend of fights on a DL, kind of quiet night of fights, you know, with the NBA finals and shit going on. Got some bigger shit coming on. Let's take this time right now. Damn, we got some Heat Rocks, dude.
You guys all take your time, prep yourself for this.
Yeah, you guys
gonna change your life.
Oh, no. Ugh, I was going to say, did you do it again? We're going to save. I thought I almost fucking lost this shit again. That was almost identical. All right, we'll be right back.
Shout out to my man here for not fucking screwing the pooch today. I was about ready to go to the fucking...
avoided disaster right now.
I was about ready to fucking
leave. We almost fucking erased everything we just did, like we've been known to do. I won't bring you into this. But we're going to get into some topics today. Which one did I say I was going to do first? Oh, yes, this one. This crazy-ass little bitch. This chick smoking that ooh-wee. There was a 16-year-old today, or a couple days ago, that was... where the fuck did this happen? Illinois. Chicago. Crazy. That makes sense.
Yeah, Chirac.
Yeah, shit going down.
Crazy.
A 16-year-old girl is accused of hacking her Uber driver to death after she stole a fucking machete and a knife from a Walmart. They sell machetes out. Oh, they sell hunting shit and all sorts of shit there, huh?
They sell axes at Target. I know that in Walmart, but I never seen a machete.
Machetes and guns and shit. Don't they still sell guns and shit?
Yeah, but that's all locked up.
But still, man, you can get fucking machetes at goddamn Walmart and walk out with that.
I think
those are the worst undercover. So here's the background on this shit. Me and Whiskey used to be little fucking assets protection, loss prevention, undercover dudes for Target.
Yeah.
So this strikes a chord with us. This strikes a nerve with us because these dudes had to have been watching this chick.
Yeah. But what do you do when like you see some chick select a fucking machete?
Exactly. You call the cops.
Yeah, 16 years old though. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yo, what the fuck is she going to do with that? She don't need a knife that big to slit her wrist.
This isn't fucking suspicious.
You don't need that big a knife.
And you know she was probably twacked out.
Cut her hand, or her hands off.
You know she's probably twacked out, too.
I don't know what the fuck you're on at 16 years old to fucking jack some shit. And she had must have already called an Uber driver, so this is some premeditated shit. Uber driver pulls up, and she fucking just starts fucking hacking him. Homie dips out of there and then, like, calls 911 and says, like, I'm about to die.
I don't know.
We used to have some crazy shit go down.
Yeah.
Like, people used to steal knives and all sorts of shit. And
you would never, sometimes you never know, too.
Yeah.
And then you stop them and they fucking pull it out and you're like, ooh.
You're supposed to call the cops at that point if they have a weapon or use something to open it, because then it's like packages and shit in the store and shit, because then it's like a burglary and shit.
You ever almost been stabbed?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah.
Well, they never got it out, though.
I had a dude pull it out and fucking, we weren't at Target, we were at the other place. And I had a little bit of distance, and I was like, hey, dude, you know, and he fucking pulled it and started running towards me. I had enough fucking distance where I just, pew, I got out.
I took a dude out. I used to fuck people up. I used to fuck people up. There was no.
You still got the phone
no
with the highlight? With
I got
highlight
a, I got some, yeah. I got some shit. But there was this one time when I first started, you could do anything to these motherfuckers. So I'd just roll out on them and just fucking slam them, and that would be the end of it. And that's what I had to do with this dude that had stole a fucking big-ass knife, and he was walking out with it clenched in his hand. And I fucking picked that dude up from behind and just fucking – well, I got in front of him, and then I double-legged him and fucking – pile drive them into the fucking ground.
What's crazy is some of the dudes that we would stop is like you never knew their background. You just think there's some tweaker. Like,
I wasn't willing to find out. I didn't give him time.
Me, your brother Jay, and I think someone else. We stopped this dude. He just looked like a bum, right? Stole some shoes, like whatever, cell phone, whatever. So we took him, and I had him in the office. We had him cuffed, but he wasn't. No, he wasn't even cuffed. He was chill.
Which dude you talking about?
There's some dude when I worked at your brother's store. And then, so we had some event going on. They're like, you cool leaving this dude alone with you? I was like, yeah, let's just chain him to the bench in case, you know? So the cops come, they run this dude, and the cop goes, hey, come outside, I'm going to talk to you. And he fucking brings me to the car. This dude has a fucking be on the lookout, armed and dangerous, proceed with fucking extreme caution. Turns out this dude was
the cops would have stopped him with a fucking helicopter and a SWAT team.
Turns out this dude was a fucking Marine Scout sniper who was on fucking... They were hunting him because he was manufacturing fucking arms, and I think he, like, beat the fuck out of someone almost to death and shit. So basically, like, had we not hooked him up, like, he probably would have murdered me in there.
Yeah, we used to fucking run out on some crazy-ass fucking dudes. Remember that dude that we caught that had, like, a fucking pan in his backpack with shrooms in it? He was cooking shrooms, and he got, like, ass naked, and he had, like, a little baby shooter right in front of the cops. Remember that dude?
I remember we stopped him one guy.
He stole a whole new wardrobe. Remember he walked in, and then, like, he came out with, like, some fresh-ass fucking threads and shit, new kicks, new drawers. He even got new underwear. The motherfucker got new underwear.
Crazy shit. I remember we stopped some dude, and he had a backpack full of weed. He had a grinder, a scale, and all this shit. So we stopped him, and the cops took him. And he, right before the cops came, he's like, hey, man, can you just leave this weed here? And he's like, I'll come back and get it from you. And I was like, I'll sell it back to you. And he's like, nah. And I'm like, so you're going to let the cops take it, or are you going to fucking buy it back from me? What are you going to do? And this motherfucker is dumb enough to let the cops take it.
Damn, he just didn't want to be hustled.
Yeah.
The street is so deep in him that he just didn't want to be hustled like that.
Dude, working for your brother was like training day,
walking
man.
Walking Amber Alert.
Your brother was ruthless. That fool used to, we'd stop people, and if it didn't hit our dollar threshold, he would make motherfuckers pay with their credit card, you know, like throwing extra items in the bag and racking it up. Like,
You think the dude at Walmart with this chick was like watching her and was like, yo, this bitch is crazy. I'm out. I'm going to pretend I didn't even see her.
That's what I would have done.
That's what I just walked out.
In a heartbeat.
Just turn around, and then because he didn't do anything, like, the dude got killed.
I've done that a few times.
Dudes got killed?
No, where I've seen a dude that, like, just looked like he was gonna fuck me up if we had to stop him, and I was just like...
But he didn't go murder a taxi driver outside.
You really don't know that. The fuck would you want to be an Uber driver in fucking Chicago, though?
The fuck would you want to be an Uber driver anyways? You know, entitled-ass motherfuckers?
You know Chicago's got, like, a no-Uber zone, like, where you just know you don't go in there.
Yeah. Uber and taxis, and they don't deliver pizzas.
Yeah.
Lupe Fiasco has a song called Delivery. Dope as fuck. And it's about, pizza man don't come around here no more. That's like the hook and shit.
Yeah.
It's because they don't deliver pizzas in some parts of Chicago because it's literally a fucking war zone.
Easy way to get robbed.
This chick's just fucked her whole life up.
16.
Help me, I'm going to die until residents call 911. I wonder how long that took. And everybody's like, I ain't using my minutes for this shit. Like, it's the weekend. The guy's like, Ty, it's the weekend. Use your free weekend minutes.
Oh, is it the weekend, homie?
Yeah, it's Saturday night, dude.
So,
all right, hold on. Fuck it, I'll call her.
Question. So when she goes on trial and shit, do you think she still got to pay for the Uber ride?
Did she actually drive anywhere? I think she just opened the door and starts, you know, so no.
Does Uber have like a rate?
I don't think she.
No?
No. I don't know that she ever got in that bitch or got transported. I think he just Wansney climbed into the front seat of Nelson's blood splattered silver sedan and drove away, striking a median. Damn, oh, she jacked his ride.
So she should have to pay for it.
But she's driving herself, so does she need to pay for that? She's doing the work. It's not necessarily her property, but I mean, she's driving herself now at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're entitled to a discount.
So he got jacked by a 16-year-old girl with a machete.
Damn,
and
dude.
She fucked him up.
You had to have seen it in her hands. Why don't you just drive off? Lock your door.
Dude, fuck being a taxi driver, like an Uber guy. Like, you never know what's crazy Ted Bundy motherfucker that you pick up. And he's like, hey, how's
you know what I always pictured? I always pictured some Friday the 13th shit, like homie chilling in there and the homie sitting in the back, and then he just slams the fucking machete through the fucking back of the seat.
Right through
the
chest, fucking guts of you.
I always see that. That's in my head. Like, that's what's going to happen someday. Or like a fucking pitchfork or something.
Like, you never know what sick fuck just got in your car. He could have just murdered fucking 17 people, and he's just like, oh, yeah, how's it going? Yeah,
yo, this bitch is crazy. Fucking lock her up. Throw away the key. This bitch don't need to. And she better be a fucking tried as an adult. We don't want this bitch around us, man. Mm-mm. Fuck you up, dog. So, shout out to you, 16-year-old. this shit right here. No, not this one. This shit right here. Father's Day is coming up. You could be looking for a gift. The perfect gift for really anybody, but
I just want
Father's Day coming up. I
just want to know who owns this business.
I think they probably. So basically, what we're looking at. It's this is a. You can actually give your Valentine a chocolate mold of your butthole, so you can mold your butthole in the form of chocolates, like a little 3-pack, like chocolate covered strawberries. But these are molds of your butthole in dark white and milk chocolate. And they even have a bronze. Look at this shit. This shit looks like a grill. There's a bronze. This looks almost gold, though. A gold butthole. And with Father's Day coming up, would you ever give your pops a...
No. But
chocolate molds of your butt?
Had I known this came out, so I would have got this for your wedding.
Would you eat a mold of your own butthole? What if it was like the best like Swiss...
It's chocolate.
Chocolate.
It's chocolate.
You'd eat this shit?
Yeah.
They have a video of this chick doing this. Basically, she...
Look at this seedy ass. The guy looks like he's dressed like a doctor or something.
He's got a love butthole. This homie's got a love. He's like an ass connoisseur. This lady basically gets on this crazy ass table and throws her legs over her head and spreads her ass cheeks apart. And this homie fills her asshole with a silicone, which makes the mold. And then they pour chocolate into the mold. And it actually has a little butthole crease. See, these look like your butthole's puckered up.
Yeah.
Like you just got hit with some cold water and you just kind of clenched up real quick, you know? Or you're about to be attacked.
Do you get to keep
violated,
the mold?
And you're trying to protect yourself.
Do you think you get to keep the mold so if you want to make more chocolates?
I think they keep it. I think that's how they make money.
So if you go on this dude's like back storage thing and there's just
buttholes
molds
everywhere, like you can just order like a like sampler pack of other people's buttholes. You get a dozen random buttholes.
Just give me the random box. Happy Valentine's Day, babe.
The smorgasbord of fucking buttholes.
Wow.
You can order a dozen buttholes.
What would you have done in like your wedding? Like you saw my wedding gift.
$1,900?
Well, that's the golden butthole.
Oh, that's the bronze one? Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's taking a fucking joke a little too far. Spend $1,900 on a joke?
$40 for a 3-pack?
$40? $38.95. God.
Chocolate starfish.
This best be the best chocolate ever. What do you think it would look like if you had your ass napkin in? They should add that on the top, the little ass napkin in there. in the little butthole crease.
The chocolate napkin.
Yeah, it's just like a little flake of chocolate, you know? Like a thin little garnish.
I just want to know who came up with this.
You want to know who came up with it? You want to know who fucking actually buys this?
I know there's plenty of sick fucks.
This is a great gag gift. That's what I'm saying. Send this to your pops. If you're out there and you don't like your pops or something, send them chocolates of your butthole.
Dear Dad, thanks for the support, asshole.
Yeah, no shit. Eminem song on there. This is crazy.
Even the box looks nice and it says
it edible. Looks legit as fuck, man.
Edible anus.
This shit almost looks like a nice little leather box. Edible anus, that's what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of it? I would have liked, you know, tried to come up with something a little better than that. But, you know.
Pretty soon you get like chocolate dickheads.
Little dicks, like actual dicks. Mouth molds and shit. Damn. But the only crazy thing is you can't fuck these.
But you know,
but
dudes,
you can work on your fucking little fucking
your tongue
salad tossing techniques definitely with this shit. Melt right in your mouth, homie.
What do? You walk into work and you see some dude. He's like, yeah, I got some chocolates. And he's just sitting there and he's just.
Do you think that some people would even know what this was?
No, absolutely not. You could totally.
You look at
you
this.
You could totally just like fucking.
What would you say this is? It almost looks like a clamshell or some shit.
Yeah, you just.
With little creases in it.
Hey guys, I brought chocolates to the office.
Maybe there should be one with like a little turtle head poking out. Then you know.
Little warts around the asshole.
It's got herpes on them. You imagine there's little. It would show up too if you had little fucking hemorrhoids.
Little sores.
You had hemorrhoids on your butthole that came out in the mold. Oh man. So hey, how dingleberries get caught up in there.
So.
Shit.
If you were a person that had herpes on your asshole.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could start a side business where you just do prank gifts, where you just mold your butthole with that and just chocolates.
Yeah. With herpes butthole chocolates?
Would you have sent it to Sam?
This doesn't seem too hard to do.
Would you have sent it to Sam?
Oh, yeah. There would be a lot of people. I'd be ordering about the, you know, hundreds. It just seems like something. You remember back in the day when you were a kid and you make like Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Your homemade Play-Doh with borax and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Silly Putty?
Mm-hmm.
It seems like this is something you could do. You could actually find a way to make molds of your butthole. But who would you trust to pour the filling in your butthole?
Nobody.
To make the mold for you?
Nobody.
You wouldn't let me do
there's
it?
There's not one person in the world that I would let.
You wouldn't throw your legs over your head?
I wouldn't let you anywhere near my butthole.
What if I just, like, from afar, like, holding it out and just poured it?
No, because I know you. You're out there something seedy. There's always something seedy going on in your head. You're going to fuck me.
You think I would fuck you literally?
No.
Figuratively. Yeah. Wow. I'd just be so infat. I'd be like so overcome with lust by seeing your butthole. I just couldn't handle myself.
Maybe.
Wonder what your butthole does look like. You know, a nice white chocolate.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting. So, yeah. Google
it. Keep that in mind. Maybe this was suggested for Valentine's Day. So obviously this has been out for a little while. We're a little behind the times. But
get yourself a chocolate starfish.
This shit is fucking flames.
This is just bad luck right here. This next story. Straight bad luck. Can you imagine being the guy that does this?
Yes, we're going to save again, though. This stuff's making me nervous.
Jesus.
Nervous. Hold up. All right. Okay. Moving on to the next topic.
So this is a warning to you burglars out there.
Oh, you motherfucking burglars. You can't possibly be any more unlucky than these two motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Two burglars are sodomized for 5 days straight after breaking in the house of a notorious gay rapist. And not only is he a gay rapist.
He's a big ass fucking
He's
fool
the
too.
Fucking dude. He's fucking huge. He's a fucking.
He's known as the Wolfman.
Gargoyle. This dude's.
He looks like one of those Aryan Brotherhood.
Was this in like England or something?
I don't know.
Why do I get the feeling this was like in London?
Florida.
Is it Florida?
Yeah.
No way. Is it? It's always in Florida, huh?
It's in the home of one Florida man.
Florida man.
Six foot seven.
I'm sorry. I owe an apology to the English.
6'7", 300 pounds.
You check out the fucking title, Bummed for Burglaring.
Yeah.
Get it bum, like butt.
Look at the guy on the bottom. It looked like he got
hapless thieves break in the home of America's most prolific gay sex predator. So if he's the most prolific, how the fuck is he in a home for them to even break into in the fucking first place? How is he not in prison?
He's the house on the end of the street that no one
goes near.
He's
the most prolific. They're saying this is the fucking MJ of gay fucking sex raping. And somehow he's not in prison. He has a house somewhere. A nicer house than you or me, probably.
Would you want to fucking arrest this guy and take him away?
This dude looks like he's wearing a goddamn shirt, but it's a fucking...
chest hair?
It's just it's hair all over his chest, and his legs are as thick as fucking Whiskey's whole body. This dude is a monster.
Hey, look at the guy's...
He's like the dudes on Game of Thrones and shit.
Yes, he does look like that guy. Hey, but look at the guy on the bottom. He looks like he got fucked so many times his eyes are cross-eyed now.
They're like looking in opposite directions and shit. He got fucked so hard. So let's fucking A, man. Two burgers got more than they bargained for recently after picking the wrong house to break into. Garfield Morgan, 54. Your name's Garfield?
You deserve it.
This dude never had a chance. His parents never gave him a chance in life, naming him fucking Garfield. And his 36-year-old accomplice friend, Kim Gorton. And you named another dude Kim. You got a dude named Garfield with a hanging out with a dude named Kim.
Look at the first name of the guy who does the raping. Harry.
Harry Harrington. Is this real?
It's a made-up story. This is fake news.
This is fake news. This is too good to be true. God, and what's a 54-year-old hanging out with a 36-year-old named Kim? They're career burglars, having stolen from hundreds of homes in their lives. And they're out, too, somehow, some way.
These are the two assholes from Home Alone.
But it's unlikely they'll go back to the crime after the nasty episode they experienced in the home of one Florida man, Harry Harrington, a 6'7", weighs over 300 pounds of pure muscle.
Also known as the Wolfman.
He's a notorious gay sex predator who has served time in jail on numerous sexual assaults. How do you keep getting out, man?
I don't know.
This dude could be living next to us. An aggressive and predatory offender. He's not the kind of man you want to annoy.
Police only intervened after a neighbor heard the men's cries for help. Can you imagine that? That fool looks like a jacked out Travis Brown.
Yeah. Jesus. The men were extremely traumatized by their ordeal. What they went through is inexcusable.
Is it? Is it really? Know. Fuck them.
Isn't that getting what you fucking deserve?
Hey, you fucked up.
Yo, first of all, the system's fucked up. And this dude's just taking advantage of it. He's just chilling, minding his own business, and his fucking main vice just walks through the door.
So when you go to court for these two dudes, and they're charged with that, do you just say time served?
Yo, check this out. They broke in my front door, so I broke in their back doors. Yo, the Wolfman, that's his name. That's what he told police. This homie said, they broke in my front door, so I broke in their back doors. For 5 fucking days you broke in their back doors? Usually you can only break in a door once, homie. Oh, man, the men face burglary charges. So on top of that,
time served.
Getting kidnapped and held against your own will and fucked for 5 days straight. You still get burglary charges.
So do you think he just like fucking?
Don't you have to steal something,
dude? Don't you think he just fucking abuse these dudes and he just go gets a sandwich, takes a nap, and then comes back and he's like, "All right, guys, round two."
Damn. Yeah, I mean, where does he keep them? Just tied up in the bathroom or something?
You know he's got a seedy sex dungeon down there.
Jesus, man. You think he fucking wears, like, fucking whips and chains and leather and shit and boots?
No, I think he's just a bully. Like, he just beats you and fucks you and calls you his little bitch.
This is how this dude goes back to jail now. Hopefully they won't fucking let him out this time.
What do you do when you're in the shower? He looks like Nasty Nate from Half-Baked.
You don't shower that day. You're talking about if you're in jail with this fucking guy? What if this dude's your fucking
cellmate?
They can't put him in there with nobody else, right?
He's segregated. You can't put those guys next to
him. You got to have like 30 guards escort this guy everywhere. Like 5 or 6, he's fucking them all.
Look at the size.
He's fucking all those guards.
Look at the size of that cigar.
Oh shit, I didn't even see that. Yeah.
That cigar looks like a fucking soda can.
How did they get him to pose for this picture? Where did they get this picture
that's
from?
That's on his fucking Tinder site.
Is it? Yeah. Grindr? Yeah. His fucking Grindr shit? So that makes him gay, right?
Yeah.
Is he gay?
Or is he just... Maybe he just likes to be dominant. I don't know.
Maybe he just likes to fucking dominate people.
Yeah.
And these two dudes...
Those two dudes just fucked up.
I wonder how they broke in that they couldn't just run right back out. You know what I mean? How did they just like, this guy was just chilling in the living room in this pose, chilling as they walked in.
He's like, I've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Finally, my prayers are answered.
You think he's got one of those like booby trapped houses? Like once you fucking go in, like it's the like, door's ding! Locked from the inside. And you're yeah. like, oh shit.
Some shit, man. God. 5 fucking days, man. It sounds like there's going to be like a movie about this. Like on
what do you call it? The Wolfman? A&E
or something. The Wolfman, yeah.
5 days in hell. Jeez. The Wolfman.
You think he took molds of their buttholes?
Probably. Probably, he probably, took their, probably took their buttholes.
Oh, he definitely took them. He absolutely took them.
Took their dignity.
The look on this dude's face tells you that
soul.
Much.
Took that full soul.
Yeah, this the other dude on the right. Yeah, he's...
So, if you look at them both, you notice you don't see their teeth. You think he knocked their fucking teeth out?
They're kind of... Yeah, man, they just...
Got their mouths closed? You think he took their teeth out and just...
They're going to, like, a psychiatric ward now. Like, they've seen, like, the devil himself.
Could you come back from that?
Damn. No, man. No.
5 days?
You got 2 days till they're Hernandez'd. Fuck, man. And on top, you got to go to jail.
Yeah.
Maybe prison.
Just look at that.
Where that's going to happen to you, not just for 5 days, but for however long you're going to be sentenced there. I mean, I guess it's a good warm-up. Prepares them.
Fuck.
Maybe you did him a favor.
That fool is huge.
Dude, these two dudes just look like some fucking... They look...
Tweakers.
They just look like they deserve it, too. You know? Like, I bet they did some foul shit, and this was just... crazy karma coming to bite them in the ass. You don't believe in karma, man. This might be it.
So if you're a burglar out there, do your homework before you go break into someone's house.
Yeah, motherfucker. At least do what's that little search where you can find the sex offenders in your area? What's that shit called?
Megan's Law.
Do they have that in Florida?
I don't know if they need
They to. Have that here, right? That's not everywhere?
I don't know. I might just...
So
California.
Megan's Law, you can actually just search like an area and see the registered sex offenders in your area. I don't know.
That one's like
a California thing.
That one says,
homie,
like,
homie, that would be one of the first things you should start doing if you're in Florida robbing houses.
So instead of like the red dot for sex offender, do you think it's like a skull and crossbones? Like, don't
yeah.
go.
Yeah, this is like the super dude.
Don't go on this block.
The most prolific. What's his stats? You over here fucking proclaiming this dude the most prolific gay sex rapist. I want to see his stats. How many fucking sexual assaults do we have? How many KOs does this man have? How many TKOs?
Are you a doorman at a gay bar in Florida and it's like his face is just like the first picture? Like, don't let this guy in?
Yeah. Well, what's his record? Jesus. I guess he's the undisputed
king of the fucking booty hole.
Fucking ass fucker.
God.
Jesus, man. How big is his pecker? It's like
fisting
you.
He's got to be rocking. He's
got to
be rocking a fucking
Jesus.
9 inches of fucking baby arm.
You would pray it was only 9 inches. Jesus.
Probably light a fire with fucking all that thrusting with all that hair on him.
Dude, this dude's a killer, man. Get this guy. Get all these fuck boys off the street.
Oh,
damn.
I'm never gonna go to Florida now.
All the crazy shit goes on in Florida, man. They're just on some shit. I used to live in Florida. I used to live in Jacksonville. On a little lake and shit back in the day.
Yeah. Alligators and rapists. And
just mad foul, man. Just shame on you guys. All right. Moving right along.
Back to the lighter side
of
the world.
This cunt. Let me get up in on this fucking cunt here. Sorry for the foul language. You should usually warn people before you drop a C-bomb. Antisocial woman pretends to be blind for 28 years so she wouldn't have to greet people. That's a mentally disturbed, real selfish, lazy ass bitch.
She's kind of hot too.
She is kind of hot. She looks like that chick Chelsea Handler.
Yeah,
like, but a little better.
Do you hate people that much where you pretend to be blind so you just don't fucking have to say hi to people?
Did
you stuck up bitch?
Like, and what fucking finally after 28 years, her family didn't even know that she was fucking not blind. How the hell do you pull that? This has got to be like the best actress in the world. Fuck all these other little Oscars and Emmys and shit. This is the real fucking winner. You held this off your own 30 family?
Years. 30 years you pretended to be blind.
Just because you didn't want to waste the breath it took to say 2 syllables. Hello.
You know what else? She's lazy
That's
as fuck.
All you got to do, man.
She's lazy as
That's
fuck.
Lazy.
You want to know why? Because she don't even drive.
So what does she do?
No, you can't drive if you're pretending to be blind.
What did she take the bus?
Yeah, so then you get all these free passes and shit. You're just lazy and you work the system. She's that fucking Gary fucking Thompson.
Maybe better. So why do you come out now? You got like
she
a
got
fucking,
exposed, man.
Oh, she got like a LensCrafters sponsorship or some shit now?
She got exposed. Someone caught her fucking reading the fucking the thing on a can of fucking soup and shit. See if it had
and you
sodium.
Think they recognize her? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's that blind chick that always rolls through here.
Yeah, bitch.
You like the people who panhandle and then walk around the corner and get in the Mercedes?
Get in the Mercedes.
Like they
yeah,
just
yeah.
happen to catch
you
this
know
bitch?
She got fucking...
Perfect. She's from Spain? Why she got to be from my fucking motherland? She's from Madrid. She don't look Mexican or
Spanish
at all.
Sometimes they would see her trying to look at the TV in the corner of her eyes.
Who did?
Reed did. Her husband told reporters that she would put her makeup on perfectly. And
he didn't even know?
How do you marry a blind chick?
Like she couldn't, you pull out your dick, she happened to know right where to go for it.
Yeah. How do you marry
she
a blind chick
put it right in her mouth
and not know that she can see? Like you're with her all the time.
You're just stupid. You're just stupid. I mean, what the fuck?
When she yells at you for wearing something stupid, you don't fucking, that doesn't register in
yeah.
your head?
Oh, yeah, it's right over there. Can you go grab the, honey, have you seen the remote? Yeah, it's yeah. right here. She How the fuck do you know that?
She drops her phone, picks it up, and you're like.
She's got like sonar. You think she got sonar, fucking figured it out?
What a bitch.
You just hate people that much? I don't want to say hi to people, but if you don't want to say hi to people, you don't have to pretend to be blind. All you have to do is just not make eye contact with them. Right?
Carmen apparently
if you see somebody
it.
You don't want to talk to, what do?
Look go the other direction.
Yeah, you try to make you act like you heard somebody say your name or something. You look over your shoulder the other way right as you're walking past them. That's an easy way to get by. You don't have to pretend to be blind for 28 years.
Just be a dick. Don't be a fucking...
You think she collected like disability or something?
Yeah. All of it.
But could she go to the doctors and then be like, yo, you're not blind? Can doctors tell that? But she's like, no, seriously, I'm blind. I can't see shit. No, the doctor's like, no, you look fine.
Yeah, all you gotta do is pretend to flick her right in the forehead, and if she fucking...
Just try to punch her?
Yeah.
Act like you're gonna punch her in the face?
She flinches.
Ray Ricer? She's like, what? She slips you?
Bam.
Encounters you?
Failed.
Why she lied to them for so many years and meeting very people trying so hard to avoid. Damn, social anxiety like a motherfucker.
You think she walked
She's
around
facing
with-
legal problems because of having registered as a blind person. She's received special financial aid. Damn, look at those kicks. She might be blind.
She's wearing some old school, kicks.
What are these, Asics?
Yeah.
Damn, she got the little stick and everything.
You know
she
what
bought
I-
this from the little fucking costume shop and shit.
You know what I think would be the best punishment for this? Is you get one of them blind jiu-jitsu people.
To fuck her up?
And just fucking throw her in the ring with one of them, dude. And just let a blind dude just to represent the blind people out there that are actually blind and have fucking hard time.
Why don't you just send her to the Wolfman's house?
Because he's gay.
He ain't down for it?
No, he likes dudes.
Damn. That's just a dirty bitch move. That's some sociopath shit. Like, she's capable of a lot more. I know this isn't, like, violent or anything, but to be able to pull some shit off like this...
For 30 years?
Yo, you're either, like, the greatest actress of all time and you've been selling yourself short for 28 years, or you're just an evil person. I mean, fuck. Homie probably, like, hidden cameras in the house and caught her when he wasn't home and shit.
One of those things
watching
to, catch,
TV
her,
and
to
shit.
Catch your fucking babysitter fucking beating your kid.
Homegirl watching Orange is the New Black and shit. That's how he caught her. Netflix was always like, continue watching. Continue watching Orange is the New Black.
Thinking,
what the fuck?
Thinking your house,
I wasn't watching that shit.
Thinking your house is haunted and shit. And really, it's your wife watching yeah. fucking TV.
It's your blind wife yeah. that's not blind.
She's like, no, I just like listening to it.
Yo, she's on some fucking Blanchard shit. Some Dee Dee Blanchard shit. Except she's not doing it to her kid. Damn.
So do you also blame the people around her that are that fucking stupid?
Yeah, you enabled this chick to do this
but
shit.
But you have to be stupid not to know that she's not blind.
Yeah, you'd have to be retarded. You really
or do you
would.
Think she just wore those like blue blocker fucking big old
she's
shades?
She's always wearing fucking Oakleys, fucking blacked out and shit. Couldn't see her eyes moving around and shit.
You know?
Damn. Well, that's taking it to a fucking new level. I just really want to know why she decided to come out now.
She got caught. That's why. They saw her watching TV.
Look at it. I was tired of meeting people on the street and stopping to say hello. I've never been a very social person about pretending to be blind. I was able to avoid many social responsibilities.
I hate people too, but you don't see me trying to be blind.
She was tired of saying hello. She was tired of saying two syllables. that's why she did this shit. That's some funny ass shit. Yeah, now she gotta pay all those fucking little things back and all that shit. So fuck that lady. That lady earns the fuck you award of the week, I would say. Boom.
I just can't believe there's all these fucking people out there that do this shit. Like,
yeah, they're so lazy that they scheme and to find like ways around actually having to work. And they actually don't realize that they're actually putting in work trying to find out ways not to work.
Just use your fucking talent to do something productive instead of pretending to be blind or pretending to be homeless or ass-raping criminals.
If you can put on that good of an act, why don't you put that talent to... Yeah, man. I mean, come on.
Make that real money. Then you don't have to talk to peasants.
Fuck.
You know?
I mean, that's incredible, actually. For 28 years, they had to have known and just was like, man, fuck it. Who cares? It ain't hurting me any. I just know. Just know that I know.
I just don't see how you wouldn't catch on to it. That's easy.
Yeah, you would think so. What else you got?
Nothing.
Pretty much touching want to save these other ones. We got this one out of the way.
We got some other stuff we can go to.
Yeah, we can save these ones. We got some more topics, man. The good thing about doing the shows on Sunday, though, is that we get some of the hot topics before everybody else.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you notice that?
I was watching the listening to Kenny Florian and John Anik podcast for MMA, mm-hmm. and Kenny Florian second, like almost verbatim, gave my take on DJ, on Demetrius Johnson. Said the exact same shit I did, brought up Conor McGregor as the example, taking risks. It was beautiful. And I have a timestamp that I was fucking the first one to say that shit.
And all six people heard it before.
Yes.
You gonna watch for me. You gonna watch that new Tupac movie?
I don't know, man. He actually does sometimes look like Tupac, and then other times he doesn't at all. It's weird.
I just saw the trailer. I was like, it comes out on Saturday, I think.
It's supposed to be like NWA. It's the same makers and shit.
I don't know if it's the same makers, but...
NWA was dope. Did you see that one?
Yeah, Straight Outta Compton.
That shit
really
was
good.
Dope. Like, man. See, in that one, I didn't think was going to be good because I thought there was no way...
they would portray it like that?
But that these young actors would... You know what Dre and Ice Cube and all them look like so well that, like... I didn't think they could pull it off, but they did. This dude, I don't know, man. It kind of seems like it's just trying to...
make some money?
One up NWA.
The Notorious B.I.G. movie is pretty good.
I never watched that shit. Which one?
The Notorious, I think it was called?
Yeah, fuck that. I thought that was some corny shit.
You thought so?
No, I never watched it.
Oh, I thought it was pretty good.
I wasn't even into Biggie that much.
No, but I mean, the movie was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I might watch this. Maybe I'll fucking find one of those stream sites.
Yeah.
Or a homie sets up the tripod. You get people walking in front of the screen and shit.
Use it with the selfie screen.
I'll watch it like that.
Selfie
yeah.
stick.
Yeah.
Catching on Facebook
lazy
Live.
Lazy motherfuckers. Yeah, Facebook Live. Oh, fuck it, man. Well, that was a fucking good show.
Yeah.
That was the 8th show right there. I think we're going to fucking wrap this motherfucking shit up. Shout out to all the homies that have been rocking with us. Getting the snowball fucking rolling downhill. Starting to pick up some momentum. Another fucking classic episode in the fucking tank right here.
Chonies, where's your gym pictures?
Chonies, get on it. We need to get your ass up in here, Chonies. I know you're going to listen to this shit. The people are demanding you.
You think he's on
the
like
person
a,
is demanding you.
You think he's on a roid cycle and he's just not showing pictures? He's going to come in all looking
he's
like...
jacked.
He's going to look like the Wolfman when he comes
Wolfman.
In?
Damn. The Wolfman of Temecula. Yeah. Or Fallbrook, wherever the fuck they are. Shout out to everyone else that listens. We'll be back next week with another Heat Rock ass episode. Till then, I'm motherfucking Seth Gecko, aka Moody Hank.
Peasky weasky in your mouth all day.
And your molded butthole. Peace, we out.
If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, if we don't got it, if we don't got it, you don't want it.
Yeah, punch the clock, I'm out this bitch. I run the spot, I'm about to dip around the whip. I'm about to ride, bound the trip, about to slide all the way. I've been waiting, sending winks, and back a flirt, and edit search for letter words. So clever, learn what's on your mind. Best to fucking recognize my username. I've been in line to catch your eye. Drop the you and you and I. Bet you not. Likes his pickings when we gold. We can dip, I can scroll down the page. Round the way from Christian Mingle. This is a single night tonight. Might just linger, flag that page, I'll let him know. Shut shit down, I'm on the scene, arm round tails, bitch. Too far, them haters wish they could pull my chick, but she logged off. Locked jaw with a mouth on her, she won't speak up. She does talk down when she's riding me, riding me.
Inbox full, never got that shit. Alt and shift, now block that bitch. Box around, crash the boards, don't pass the four. My pass is for 3 days. Relay, he's rounding 30s, headed home. If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, you don't want it. When we get it, you can have it. Never has it, still don't need it. Broke as fuck, but fucking breathe. If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, you don't want it. When we get it, you can have it. Never hash it, still don't need it. Broke as fuck, but fucking breathing. Back up on my moody shit. Got two e-cigs and a foolish bitch. Shots two, we dip in a newly swip. Shot you these pics, now you choose which. Half you want, cause it won't zoom out. Won't fit that screen, go get that prenup. Looks like we lucked out. Put it back in south, at a fast and can't slow down. Can't roll out till we hit that vapor rise. So can't stand high, we can't land fly, but I can't dance. Try, but I can't hand off my drink. Cause sing two will make you want it. You cash that shit, my drift that I sailed on, lift that I held on to. Bitch could've bailed on two, but I gave you three, what you say, you me? Skip the pokes and get to the irons, quick, better sign in shit. There's a line bending round back, don't mind if I chunk that deuce and I bounce to the back page, down to the last day now. In the fast lane, south to the van space, can't pass that chance that we meet again. Had that slap, but I see no grin when the thing comes out, no, you can look, but you can't touch shit, but you can't rush. Chat roulette, 50 shades of gray, the day to waste, and you came my way. All out of credits, but the band won't play when it rains all day.
We don't got it, you don't want it. We don't got it, we don't got it, we don't got it, you don't.
No shine, don't mind, no ice in my cup. No bling, no rings, can't buy me a luck. No crack in my whip, no stack in my chips. No gas in your lift, no asking me if I got what you don't need, need what you don't want. Got what you don't have. No loss when you don't have shit. No loss when you don't have shit. If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, you don't want it. When we get it, you can have it. Never hash it, still don't need it. Broke as fuck, but fucking breathe. If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, you don't want it. If we don't got it, you don't want it. When we get it, you can have it. Never hash it, still don't need it. Broke as fuck, but fucking breathing.